What do you think, Mark? I mean, let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you think about this team? 2-0 versus 2-0, and it looks like the whole country is going to see the game.
Game of the week, man. Yep. I mean, they don't play Super Bowls in September, but if they did, this is what it would look like.
Wow.
I mean, you've got two high-powered offenses, two young, dynamic quarterbacks that, you know, one of them won the MVP last year, and Lamar Jackson is already getting some early MVP talk. This is exactly why the Ravens drafted him, and a lot of things are coming together. But now they face their first real test. And a number of us noted that during the preseason, the Ravens did not have to face Nick Foles, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz. They opened with Fitzpatrick, and then they faced a rookie in Arizona. So this is the first proven, legit quarterback that they've had to face, and everybody knows how good he is. So this is truly a test for the Ravens defense, no doubt. I think the Ravens are going to score points. It's can they keep Mahomes to fewer points, and we're going to find out. It should be good.
I'll tell you, watching Travis Kelce develop over the years and now looking at Mark Andrews and the tight ends that we have, Hayden Hurst, we've got a little Travis Kelce on our team too.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, Mark Andrews, you know, I think we talked about it, you know, early on. I said before the season started, he's going to be your leading receiver. He is just clutch. He clearly has chemistry with Lamar Jackson. He's sure-handed. He does it all. And he's had two 100-yard receiving games to open the season, 16 catches.
Wow.
And, you know, Kelce was the top tight end in the NFL last year with his touchdowns, 10 touchdowns. He's a big pass catcher, but you're right. I think Mark Andrews is his trajectory is moving right along up there with him.
Hey, man, a lot of Sooners on this team and a lot of Bama people on this team. That's why, you know, you've got guys that are used to playing on winning teams, and they're winning now, and they're all young, too.
Oh, that's it. I mean, this is the youngest core of starting quarterbacks in the National Football League in more than 30 years.
Wow.
And the movement has certainly gone that way with so many teams in college playing the spread offense. I mean, you saw Mahomes do it in college. You saw Lamar do it at Louisville. You saw last week's quarterback for Arizona, Kyler Murray, do it at Oklahoma. Baker Mayfield did it at Oklahoma. These guys are NFL ready sooner than ever before, and they're good right away. The best ones are anyway, and I think we're going to see two of the best on Sunday.
I'm so happy for Lamar. He worked so hard, and now he's getting to show what he's been doing, you know, for all these months where people didn't see him.
Well, the pass to the pass that he threw on 3rd and 11 to Marquise Brown, the 41-yard connection in tight coverage is his signature throw of his young career.
Right.
The fact that he would even attempt it, the fact that they even had that as the play call on 3rd and 11 with the game on the line, and the pinpoint execution of it, that stands as his signature to this point, with a whole lot more opportunities to add more signatures to his resume, because you're right. He has improved to the point that even making that pass tells you how far he's come.
And Mark Viviano's with us, sports director, WJZ. One more thing, man. Marquise Brown, in two games, has already lit the place up. And, you know, we've always wondered about the first-round receivers that the Ravens have picked over the years. This guy's different.
Well, he is. And what really makes him stand out is that we saw so little of him in the preseason because of his continued recovery from the foot surgery that he had after his senior year at Oklahoma, after his final year at Oklahoma. So to see him with the speed and the route running ability and the execution certainly has been a most pleasant surprise. And what they talked about that we didn't see, we're now seeing in games that matter, and he has immediately become a force to reckon with at receiver for the Ravens. And you're right, after years of frustration at first round, these first two games bode well for his future.
My goodness, I can't wait. Mark, this is fun, man. Mark Viviano!